Steph in Norwalk.
Seventh grade, we had a science teacher, and everybody called him Birdman. He was absolutely fascinated with birds.
Right.
And at least two times a week, he'd make us watch these, like, documentaries about birds. So old school projector, pulled the screen down in front of the, you know, the chalkboard, and there was a screen in front of it, and pulled it down.
Yep.
We're watching this thing, so I'm sitting there, and I pulled out my little straw, and I got my spitballs, and I kept hitting the screen, which would make the screen shake and, you know, wobble the image.
Yeah.
He started getting mad, and he kept turning around, yelling at everybody, who's doing that, who's doing that? So, of course, one of my friends is like, I'll bet you my dessert today that you can't hit the teacher, and I'm like, not to brag, I was like, why, I don't put my spitball.
What was for dessert?
I turned around.
Yeah, was any good?
Ice cream sandwich or...
Oh, yeah, it didn't matter.
That's worth it.
You're like, the challenge is on.
That's worth it. Yeah. Ice cream sandwich, yep. The dead man.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. So I turned around, and I didn't realize that he kept snapping his head back around, trying to figure out who was the one shooting the spitballs. It was at the same time that I shot it at him, looking directly at him, and I lobbed the spitball right on his glasses.
Nice.
All
that's a good shot, though. That's two ice cream sandwiches.
You won dessert.
You did.
Yeah.
I won my dessert, but I got grabbed by my arm, ripped out of my chair. The chair went flying. I mean, he took me directly to the principal's office where my little old Irish principal smacked the yardstick across my hand and said, I'm calling your mother. And then that's
oh, yeah.
There was a level of violence.
Oh, yeah. No, you got hit. You got hit.
Oh, no, that was back in the day when they said, I'm calling your mother. You knew you were...
that was the second
hit. You were in trouble.
That was the second problem.
Yeah, yep, yeah. Get the initial pain.
Yeah, and then when that was done, I got, wait till your father gets home. I'm like, yo, didn't we do enough already? Aren't we done yet?
Exactly. Three beatings.
Three beatings?
Three beatings.
Oh, beatings. All right, Steph, thank you. You're in
three
the money.
Beatings.
Three beatings. That's a T-shirt. Three beatings.
Three beatings.
Keith and Seymour.
Hey, guys. I'm back again. Sorry. I didn't think I had enough time. All right, back again in Burdick Middle School, Stanford. Lauren Wilson used to jump out of the second floor window on Mr. Vigilante's van. He got kicked out.
Nice.
I got kicked out of school for a week because during class, over the intercom, it said, would the owner of a Green Plymouth Dairy please move the car out of Mr. Shalinsky's parking space, the guy with the paddle. I didn't realize. My mother went to Florida, so I took a car and I parked it in the parking space, not knowing whose parking space it was. And I got kicked out of school for a week and told them never to come back.
All right, hold on. Let's go back to this guy jumping out the second floor window onto a teacher's van.
Yeah.
You make it sound like this is the way he left school every day.
He used to do that every day.
Every day. Yeah, why take the stairs?
I did that.
Instead of going down the stairs.
Why take the stairs?
And the teacher was like, why is my van getting smaller? All right. Thank you, Keith.
Needs a lot of coffee.
Just a lot going on there.
Oh, yeah.
He's driving a truck down the road.
Trying to analyze it.
A lot of energy.
The wind whistling. He's got a lot going on.
Man.
I jumped out a window at least once a week when I was in middle school. It was
there
the first
a fire
floor.
Drill?
No, it was the first floor, but they always left it wide open.
Yeah.
So it was the last class, so I just did it once. And everyone kind of
laughed. I walked down the hallway.
I all the way through around. Yeah. I had my stuff. I didn't need books. I never studied. So I was just like, I can just jump out the window. And it became a point where the teacher would go, be careful, Pat. And I would just go out the window.
That's your,
watch your step, Pat.
That's the endorsement right there. Yeah, right. Be careful.
Just be careful. Don't get hurt.
It's a noise day.
All right, here we go.
Thursday. Frankie, East Haven.
What's up?
Hey, man, we're not getting great sound quality here. Is there anything you could do to help us?
I'll try. Is that any better?
No.
You overmodulate. Yeah.
A little bit. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. I was in the back.
Let's do this. Move the phone about 6 inches from your mouth.
Right. You're overmodulating.
I normally say the opposite. Go ahead.
Yes.
Much better. Yes. Keep it like that.
Great.
You got it, guys. Right. So I was supplementing my income selling weed in high school.
Nice.
I was in the back seat of my buddy's car twisting joints as fast as they were selling. I see a couple of hands come down on the door. I figure it's another customer. I look out and say, how many? And it's the assistant principal.
Nice.
You didn't give him his cut. He said, I'll take 10.
Yeah, I give him his cut.
Guys, what he said, you got two choices, buddy. You can either clean up the cafeteria for 3 days or you can go inside and call your parents. Needless to say, I cleaned the cafeteria for
a day. Right. Easy. Yeah.
Plus, there's food there.
Yeah, and you can get high and do that. Right?
That's a great choice.
Nice.
He did me a solid.
Frankie, thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great one.
You too.
You too. You're in the running.
That's not really a school problem. It's more like a crime problem. But, right.
But they worked it out.
What got you detention? 203-882-9757. You can call or text that number. Let's go to Joe in Stratford.
What's going on, guys?
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning. So, basically, I would be involved in every single program, like yearbook, president, class stuff. So you make friends with all of the teachers.
You were that guy.
The inside guy.
So then once you just walk around all day, you order Domino's pizza to the auditorium, you play video games on the big pull-down screen, somebody asks you where you're going, oh, I'm just doing something for the yearbook. Oh, I'm just doing something for the band, you know?
That's a good maneuver. Yeah.
But then they found out, and for the last 3 months of my senior year, I had detention the whole time.
Wow.
Wow, you lost all privileges.
It was Domino's Pizza, so you suffered already.
Domino's is the one. Domino's is the one.
Damn. What year did you graduate?
2012.
Nice.
Oh.
It's more recent than I thought.
Yeah. You skated for a long time.
Yes, you did. Yes.
Yeah.
Working on the yearbook.
Yep, that's me.
Working on the play.
Yep. Just doing things for school.
Busy.
That's me.
Playing video games. I don't know why he's playing a video game, but he says he's preparing for the yearbook.
Right, so. It's part of the yearbook.
It's for the cakewalk.
I'm looking for a theme.
You are that guy. Yes. Nice. Thank you, Joe. What got you detention? Scott in Norwalk.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning. Morning.
A lot of calls coming from the Stanford-Norwalk area on this rough teachers
boy.
And detention stories. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, Wright Tech, back in 1980, the chemistry class had a lab in it, and I snuck into the lab, and I was searching around for anything I couldn't get my hands on, and I found a throwing knife. So I went out in the classroom, and while everybody was sitting in the classroom...
A throwing knife? Was it really a throwing knife, or was it a knife that you decided you were going to throw?
It became a throwing knife, yes.
It could have been that
okay.
Way.
All right. This looks like a nice throwing knife.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It's called a scalpel, but go ahead.
I reached back, and the teacher looked at me and said, don't do it, and I did it. And it stuck in the back wall. I threw it over everybody's head.
Nice.
I ended up with it stuck right in the wall.
No.
And that's everybody, we had a little poop in the pants, but, you know, it was all good.
Right.
And I got a week's detention for that.
Wow. You're lucky.
Yeah.
But now you'd be kicked out.
That's called assault nowadays.
Can you imagine if someone stood up?
Yep.
I would have to clean it.
Damn it!
At least they had an apple on their head, so it was okay.
Chemistry was thinking made meth.
That was Mr. Stabile's class. Good guy.
Yeah.
But he ends it with good guy.
Yeah.
It wasn't good guy.
It wasn't just Stabile afterwards.
Yeah. He let me murder.
Yeah. 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 Hey, you guys keep up the good work. Love you.
Love you too, man. Thanks, Scott. Buddy.
Thank you.
Middletown Meriden, that's a hot spot for crazy stories.
Yes.
We got Small on from Middletown.
Yeah, hey.
We have high expectations.
All right, man.
Oh, it's good. So my mom tells me this story a lot. I don't really remember too much of it, but I went to a Catholic church for kindergarten, for school, and my mom was at work, and they called my mom out of work. They're like, we're concerned about your son, and we're like, okay. So my mom went to the school thinking I did something really bad. So when she got there, I was in the principal's office, and they were telling her, they gave the kids all random school supplies, you know, erasers, pencils, stuff like that, to check the kids' creativity.
Yeah.
And then they literally were like explaining to my mom, you know, Mark, we're concerned. He did this. He did that. Then they took this big blob of like nothing and put it on the desk with really like anger. And they said, tell your mother what you made. And me, all worried and think I'm going to get in big trouble, I said, I built a bomb.
Oops.
And now my mom was all pissed because she's like, you called me out of work for this? Like, you think it's going to, like, go off or something? Like, it's a whole bunch of school supplies.
Right.
So my mom looked at the father or the priest and said, look, his favorite show before school was MacGyver. You gave him a whole bunch of random stuff and said, build something. So he did.
So... how'd you make out?
I don't believe I got in too much trouble at home, but right. I know that the father and the nuns were kind of keeping an eye on me all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, no idea.
I think your mother's yelling.
Right.
At them.
Right.
Like, he watches MacGyver, and you gave him stuff, and he made a bomb.
Right.
So what?
Right. He's creative.
I'm off work for this.
Right.
Call me when he makes a real bomb.
Right. Then I'll come by.
Good day.
Yeah, I left work for this.
Yeah, he has a giant knife. He watches Rambo.
Right.
Well, I mean, if I want to be MacGyver, I'm going to be MacGyver.
That's right.
Play much canon.
All right. Thank you, Small. We got one here from the text, Chris, the night vision zombie. Sophomore year, we were dissecting frogs, so I had the idea. Let's cut off the heads of the frogs and stick them on all the water fountains.
Froggy water.
So when the kids get out of class and go to get a drink out of the water fountain,
right,
the water would shoot out of the frog's mouth.
That's innovative.
That's
innovative.
Yeah, but how many times did you not look down when you went for a drink of water?
Right.
I never looked down. If I was going down, then all of a sudden I made eye contact that close to a frog's head.
Right.
That's
you're
insane.
French kissing a frog.
Oh, yeah, the kid who mouthed it? Yeah, there's always a kid who put his mouth.
Oh, he just lipped Kermit.
We had an organ fight during the frog dissecting class.
Oh, really?
Ugh.
What was the weapon of choice? What was the best organ to throw?
I should have paid more attention to what we were cutting out and throwing.
Right.
But I had one stuck to my forehead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is what you said?
I put a fetal pig in the closet. Thinking, it's hoping it would just smell in there for a while.
Right.
Then they did the count later, and they looked around, and they saw like the entrail droppings I left.
Nice.
So I believe that fetal pig class was why Ruth started down the road of
veganism.
Veganism.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Biff and Waterbury.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
All right. So the mark is an Yves Lubier. So in a senior high school in a math class, I decided to try super glue on a student in the room in front of me.
Experimenting, yes.
So,
right.
So I decided to take a whole tube of super glue, if it wasn't even two tubes, and I poured it on the whole seat while we were doing a math test.
Yes.
So now I let a few people know around me what the deal was, clued them in. They all were like winking, all right, we're in.
Yeah.
So then it came time for people to hand in their...
All right, Stephen Milford.
It didn't stick around.
Hold on. The other guy's in.
Right.
I just
just wanted to shorten.
Sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was glued to my seat.
I was riveted.
I was pretty good.
All right.
I'll try to keep it short. So in the cafeteria, eating with a bunch of my buddies, and we had hot dogs for lunch, and the guys were talking about how a buddy of mine got suspended, and he's, like, living it up at home. So I wanted to try to get suspended, and I decided I got a dare to launch my hot dog across the cafeteria and hit the principal who was on duty.
Nice.
So I did it, and it actually hit him right across the face.
Nice.
And,
not the wiener. Nice.
Yep. I played it off like I didn't do it because it was kind of embarrassing. And then he questioned a bunch of people around the area, and they said it was me and reason why I did it.
Nice.
So they knew I was looking for a suspension. So they pulled me in, they got me in detention. And when I was in detention, they made me write hundreds of times that I will not throw food in the cafeteria. And they wanted it straight and lined.
So they actually did not have line paper, believe it or not. School, Ponus Ridge, Middle School, Norwalk did not have line paper.
Right.
So they made me hold a ruler while I wrote it.
Oh, man.
100 or 200 times. It was brutal. Well, guys, have a great day.
Hey, thank you. You're in the running for the tickets.
And when I hit the principal in the face, my wiener.
Oh, imagine just standing there and you just get hit with a hot dog in the face.
Right.
Your day stinks.
Yep.
Oh, the worst is when they made you write it on the chalkboard during like a recess period or whatever.
Yep.
And they're like, you can't write I.
No,
you
had to write the whole thing.
Will.
Right. We did try to streamline it.
Bastards. Christine in Coventry. Oh, I love when girls call up with detention stories.
Naughty.
You naughty girl.
Naughty.
Good morning, guys. I have to make this quick. I'm right outside work. But okay.
Teacher?
Not a detention story. It's an in-school suspension story, but I got caught mooning on a bus. So I got 2 days in school suspension for that.
The old press ham, huh?
There was a girl in my school who did that and got trouble too.
That girl's got some big cheeks.
All right. Well, enjoy your day and work. What do you do now for a living?
I'm a teacher, actually.
Try to avoid showing your ass today.
Awesome. Yeah.
What kind of car do you drive? I want to follow you.
She's going to probe.
Thank you, Christine. You're in the running for the tickets.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks for what you do.
Yes.
Not easy.
Good luck out there.
Yeah, mooning stuff.
Right.
Thanks.
Always make it quick.
Mm.
Breathing heavy on the glass again.
Bruno in the Valley.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Morning to you.
Hey, so this is going back to probably, the late 90s. My sister was a senior. I was a freshman driving into school. The chemistry teacher T-boned her in the parking lot. The chemistry teacher was driving. He T-boned her in the parking lot.
Wait, T-boned?
T-boned, yes.
I thought you said Steve Boner.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
I was like, that's
the next story.
All right, wait a minute.
Yes, this got better.
Okay.
he told the police officer that she hit him. Anyway, she got in trouble for it. Fast forward to when I was a senior, I had him in class. He recognized me. Oh, your sister was the one that hit me? So what I did was 2 days later, he used to park against the wall. I took his tires off his car. I rolled him into the woods. I would have got away,
but
the janitor saw me rolling the tires into the woods. I got a month detention.
Damn it.
A month.
Oh, wow. Should have greased the janitor.
The worst.
Here's my lunch.
Yeah, I was gonna take his tires, too.
I'm just taking me clean.
And let me guess, what do you do now? You work at a garage?
No, but I do restore classic cars on the side.
It's really good tires.
All right, Bruno. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.